Where were we? Ah, yes. We're discussing the Tosos, Nafkid Aleph and Aleph, about Shema Yishkach V'Yetzei, and exactly what we are afraid we'll forget. Are we afraid to forget Shabbos, or are we afraid that you will forget, excuse me, or are we afraid that you will forget the meal? And we had three basic pshatim, if you recall. There was the, you know, the Me'iri V'das Tosos. He brings both theirs, right? But Me'iri V'das Tosos and the Chidush Aran, if I remember correctly, who I quoted, that say it's just talking about forgetting Shabbos. And then they had to deal with the, they had to have a very deep answer for the Tefillin problem. We have the mainstream versions of Tosos. Tosos and Tosos Harash, who said, first, forget needle, and then forget Shabbos. And we had the Rambam, who sounded fairly clear, and this is definitely how the Me'iri and others understood him. This is definitely how the Me'iri and others, and the Achronim, all the Achronim understand this way, Rambam, and then it's Me'iri. The Me'iri doesn't, I don't think he promises us who's right and who's wrong, but he's just going to have the Rambam. That says it's just about forgetting the needle, which is of course the, but the round is clear enough. You give the pasuk shot. Now the question is, what about the fact that it's misasek? And melech machshavas asra Torah, it's like the Gemara in Bava Kamma. And we had a few answers. What answer did we mention first? Last time, did we start with the Oneg Yontif? And okay. Yeah, that's correct. So one was the thank you. That was the order. We mentioned the Tzapnas Panech. The Tzapnas Panech had a big chiddush. Basically, what was his assumption? His assumption. He made two assumptions, right? What were his two assumptions? A, the Ptur of Misasik is because of a lack of, and I'm going to say it maybe a little more sharply than I did last time, a lack of responsibility, not a lack of intentionality. Most people think Misasik is part of just because if you do something without intention, it doesn't count. He says, no, it's not about doing without intention. It's about not being responsible to prevent it. And his second assumption was that because of Chiyuv Shmira Shabbos, that was his chiddush in the concept of Shmira Shabbos, you have extra responsibility, more so than in Kol HaTorah Kula, to check your pockets before Shabbos, and that's where the Gemara comes from. Daf Beis Am Aleph says, like we say every Friday night, or at least the Nusra Ashkenaz among us say on Friday night, Chayv Alam Mashresh Begadav, Erev Shabbos Im Chashecha. Okay, that was a tremendous, two tremendous chidushim. This is a chiddush because everyone else until him thought Shmir Shabbos just meant don't work on Shabbos, didn't realize that it meant an extra level of responsibility to take proactive measures. Obviously not an infinite responsibility. He admits in Bava Kamma, if you forget there's a stone in your lap, you know what? There's no easy way to always remember what's in your lap. Some people are absent-minded. But over here, where there's an easy way to check your pockets, that's the chiv of Shmir Shabbos. Again, Shmir Shabbos doesn't mean you have to be infinitely careful. You're only a human being. But it means that if you can avoid carelessness by doing an easy check as part of your routine, you have to do it. That's Shmir Shabbos. And this, we said, was a particular chiddush, was a particular chiddush, particularly radical in Shabbos, as opposed to Kol Torah Kula, because of the concept of Meleches Machsheves. We always thought Meleches Machsheves means you're only chayiv if you have intentionality. That's Machsheves. He's saying, no, even though it says Meleches Machsheves on Shabbos, intentionality is not a factor, only responsibility is a factor. That is a significant chiddush. As a matter of fact, this is difficult to understand. I have some speculations as to how you can answer this question, but none of them are particularly good. I would even say not just radical, but sorry, Ian. In Halacha Shabbos, because Melech Machshavas seems like it's about intentionality. And the Gemara says explicitly in Sa'asuk is Patrick's Melech Machshavas, both in Baba Kama and in other Gemaras in Krisus. So, why should Melech Machshavas not be about intentionality? That's the works. Okay, Tzorich Ian, I don't fully appreciate this Sa'as Maneach. He didn't say he's explaining the Rambam, but he did say he's explaining forgetting things in your pocket on Shabbos, so Lamaisa, he is claiming if you forget something in your pocket on Shabbos, you're chayav chatas. That's a big fish. So Tzopas, and that says, you are chayav chatas. You're chayav chatas. And it's not called a misasek, because you could have checked your pockets. Second big fish way of reading this is the Oneg Yontif, and I think that's what we left off with. The Oneg Yontif, I apologize for Hazara, the Oneg Yontif has a big chiddush. He says that it is misasek and potter, but still misasek is still osur midoraisa. What's the chiddush of this Oneg Yontif? There are two, this is dealt with by many of the Rishonim. There are two different sugyas in the Gemara. There's actually a sugya in the Gemara that asks the question of, which is the test, of how these two factors interact with each other. Just no one understands the Gemara's answer. And since it's in Krisus, there are no Rishonim to help us out. Says Ba, the Gemara says, Ba, Prat Misasek, and Melech Machshev is Asra Torah. Prat Misasek. Right? So, he's saying Misasek is still Asra Midoraisa. That is, as I said, an easy chiddush and a tough chiddush. The easy chiddush is, the small chiddush is that ba is a ptur karban, not a heter. That's a small chiddush. That's not so crazy. Asher chata ba is in Vayikra about karbanos. The big chiddush is that Meleches Machshebes is, at least as regarding Misasek, is a tour, not a heter. I wouldn't say tour carbon, it's a tour from Skila also, is a tour, not a heter. That is the tremendous chiddush of the Oneg Yontif, and he says so explicitly. It's a little dachlik because he admits that in Mekalkel, it's a heter midoraisa, right? Not a heter midoraisa, but he says when it comes to misasek, Melech Machshavas is only a ptur, not a heter. Meaning Melech Machshavas asur Torah really means al Melech Machshavas chiyav Torah, but afilu Melech she'ein Machshavas asur Torah. That's a big chiddush because first of all, the Gemara keeps saying Melech Machshavas asur Torah, sounding like Melech is not Machshavas. Lo Asra Torah, Asra Rabbanan maybe, but Lo Asra Torah. And second of all, because it, where do we see this? Either the Torah Asra Malacha or Asra Malacha Machshavas. Why would the Torah Asra Malacha but be Mechaya for Malacha Machshavas? So Misvara, this is somewhat difficult. The Svara, the big chiddush is Oneg Yontif. It's a Shittas Yachid, the Oneg Yontif. I mentioned it. Pnei Yeshua has a Havmina similar to this. He says, oh, nice Havmina. I like enjoying the pilpul of the Svaros. But it can't be actually true, so forget it. But it can't be true. This is the Shitas Yachid. Shitas Yachid of the Oneg Yontif. That, Misasek is Taka Osir Mida Oraisa. I suggested two Svaras, neither of which are great, as to why, if the Torah says Melech Machshavas, Meleches non Machshavas would still be Osir Mida Oraisa. Either the crazy Svara of the Pnei Yeshua, crazy meant in a good way, that at Mura, we got an Isra Malacha, since there was no Mishkan, it wasn't at Melech Machshavas, and Melech Machshavas is only Mishkadesh in Sinai at the Mishkan, and therefore, In Mara, we already had a lav to do any malacha. In Sinai, we got a onesh for doing malacha machshemes. But we're still bound by the earlier Mara, kasher tzivcha shalokecha, iser of kol malacha. That would be a chiddush. Or the other option is that malachas machshemes just hints to us that the avir bishli musa is malachas machshemes. But if you didn't have so much machshava misvara, it's a chatzi avira. It's like a chatzi shir. You know, so therefore, misvara, chatzi shir is always asur min haTorah. But pacha from onesh, so I'm not saying it's like exactly the sugya chatzi shir in the 8th paragraph of Yoma, but maybe like, when we see malach machshava, we understand that means it's a full avira if you do it with machshava. If you do that machshava, it's a partial avira. And partial aviras are asur min haTorah, just you don't get punished. Tremendous chiddush. Is there any way to explain the Rambam without a tremendous chiddush? So the answer is yes. There's two wild chidushim you could say to explain the Rambam, and there is a non-mechubish way to explain the Rambam. I don't want to say a boring way, because then I would, you know, be insulting a Rishon who Rishon Veitchik was knowing to insult. But still, I'm usually not. But the third option for the Rambam is the Me'iri. What does the Me'iri say for the Rambam? The Me'iri says, no, don't give me any crazy chidushim. He says, the Rambam is molde sheshichas hamachat is considered misasek v'she'ein bo iser min haTorah. He is molde, there's no iser d'oraisa at all. Misasek is only gzeira. Oh, so how can we make gzeira l'gzeira, right? Sorry, I didn't finish the question. Misasek and goes from gzeira l'gzeira, right? If the Me'iri says the Rambam myths only us to draw banan, so then how can we make gzeira l'gzeira? After all, don't go out before Shabbos with your needle because you might forget and carry it your needle with misasek on Shabbos. Why is misasek bad? Ah, because if you do misasek, you might do it b'kavana. Okay, isn't that gzeira l'gzeira? So says the Me'iri, says, how does the Me'iri answer this? The gazru yitzia samach l'chashecha atu misasek. Isn't that gzeira l'gzeira? So what does the Me'iri answer? He gives the technical answer. Okay. Sometimes you like Mechodesh Svara answers better than technical answers. On the other hand, if the Mechodesh Svara answers are too Mechodesh, it's good to have a good old-fashioned technical answer. He says this is not called Gzeira L'Gzeira. Gzeira L'Gzeira is when we're dealing with a different Maisa. Don't do A because you might do B, and don't do B because you might do C. That's a different Maisa. Don't do A because you might do B, which might lead you to do C. Here it's a little different. Don't do A, meaning go out on Erev Shabbos, because you might do B without thought, which might lead you to B with thought. It's the same Maisa. You're right, it's a Maisa without Kavana, but it's the same Maisa, says the Me'iri. Whenever you're making Gzeira Ato, a Maisa that could be Chilul Shabbos Min haTorah, that's not called Gzeira L'Gzeira. Because you're not being Gzeira Ato, a Maisa that's not Min haTorah. Doing Gzeira Ato, a Maisa that is Min haTorah, just you might do it in a way that's not Min haTorah. But since it's the Maisa that's Min haTorah, that's not called Gzeira L'Gzeira. Let us try to write that out. Ve'eino Gzeira L'Gzeira, Ella Gzeira L'Maisa. Shell. Isser Torah. Don't go out samach l'chashecha. Atu carrying mishachashecha. You'll only be carrying in a darbanan way. No, you'll be carrying in daraisa way. You'll only be carrying the darbanan frame of mind. Doesn't matter. Since the maisa is the maisa that's also midaraisa, that's not called gzeira l'gzeira. That's a technical answer. Basically, we don't go there. A atu maisa b atu maisa c. But we do go there. A atu maisa b. Atu Maisa B. Since it's the same Maisa, that's not called Gzeira L'Gzeira. It's closer to the Isser D'Oraisa. That's his thought. Basically, what we don't do is Maisa Aleph might lead to Maisa Bet, which might lead to Maisa Gimel, What we will do is we'll ask for Maisa Aleph, which is going Misha Samach Lachashicha, Atu Maisa Bet Bli Kavana, which is Atu Maisa Bet Bi Kavana. Isn't that Xeril Xeril? No, it's not Xeril Xeril. Because this is all one Maisa. Therefore, you say, I'm connected to the Isser Torah. And even though it's two-step, it's really like one step. Because I'm still making Xeril up to the Maisa that's also in that Torah. Okay. You can sort of like fold these in and view it as Xeril up to Isser Torah. Okay. Good technical answer. Lemaisa, that's, might very well be shot in the Rama. Now, let's just go for a second to Rabbi Akiva Eger's concern. Says Rabbi Akiva Eger, yeah.
Is that the same as Kulchad Gzira?
What?
Is that the same as Kulchad Gzira?
Well, we haven't learned what Kulchad Gzira means yet. But Lon really called Kach. Kulchad Gzira, according to some people, would mean putting the circle around those two. And according to other people, would mean something more psychological. Hopefully, whether it be this man or the next man, I will be able to properly answer your question. Right now, we're looking good. Behemshech. Okay, when I finish Makor Sheet 49, if you still have the question, you can ask me. Certainly there's a certain similarity. How about Tosfos? This is the Rambam. How about Tosfos? Tosfos seems to be Dei B'Seder. You're forgetting Shabbos, but forgetting the needle, just for Tosfos, we don't have a question on Tosfos. I just have an inquiry that I'm curious about something within Tosfos. What am I curious about within Tosfos? Peshitas Tosfos, what's the din of Misasik? Clearly, Tosfos holds Misasik is not an Isur D'oraisa. It's an Inyan, right? Because we wouldn't make a Gzeira Lo Yetze Achayim B'machto Samach L'Hashecha Otu Misasik. Because Misasik is not an Isur D'oraisa. But even if it's not an Isur D'oraisa, what two possibilities does that leave us? It could be, well, what two kinds of things are not Isur D'oraisa? This is a kindergarten question. I'm not trying to fool you. Either it's Rabbanan or something mutter, right? So what is the Shita of Tosfos? Is it mutter or is it an Isur Rabbanan? Is it is Misasik mutter or is Misasik an Isur Rabbanan? That's a valid, a question, Kasha. A question to anybody, an inquiry. I'm curious. Why am I curious to know this? I'm curious to know this, not just because, I think one of the reasons Hashem created us is to be curious to know things in Torah. But in a very practical sense, now, you will ask me, what is the nafka mina? After all, the whole point of this asik is I don't know that I'm doing it, right? If you ask me, makalkel, is makalkel also your rabbanan or mutter? That's a tremendous nafka mina. I want to just ruin something. Right, I want to tear up a piece of paper and ruin it just to be destructive. Is it us drabana for me to do it, or is it okay for me to do it? In misasig, not so pushy. Right? You can never ask a shiloh, am I allowed to do something in misasig? Because you don't know that you're doing it in misasig. So what's nafkamina if it's mutter, or if it is isur drabana? What are the true nafkaminas we find in the Rebbe Akiva Eger and then in the Onig Yontzif?
I was going to ask before that, but I'm sort of in the same question. Mutter means l'chachila, you can do it. It doesn't work. How can you even consider mutter in misasik?
Right. So Morty's saying correctly. I should not say mutter. Because mutter means you can do it, and you can never, one of these famous trivia questions, right? That al pilundas, I'm not promising you this trivia question is good, but what's the only mitzvah that you can't be mekayim bekavana? Shecha, right? Okay, yes, Harvey London. But it's a great trivia question, right? Okay, we'll put it on our list. Anyone who needs help with a list of trivia questions, I'm going to have it to be a hobby of mine. So let's not say mutter. Let's say lo ne'asar klal. No one ever forbade it. I mean, it's not something that you're allowed to do. You do it meila, but no one ever forbade it. And as a matter of fact, it might make sense to us, and this is what we'll get to in a second, it would make sense to us no one would ever forbid it, because why would the Rabbanan matriach themselves to aser it, if it's not something that anyone ever knows that they're doing in advance anyway? Meaning, I'll be pashupshat, I would think, there is no Isser and Misasik, for exactly Mordechai's reason. Why bother to ask for something that no one knows they're doing in the first place? Like, it seems like a silly gzeira to make. It seems a little silly to make a gzeira on misasik because no one knows they're doing misasik. Okay, so what is the nafgamina? Whether it's asur or not? Because the nafgamina isn't what I can do. Exactly. Who started that question? That very big original question. And this is Maisim Mechol Yom. Maisim Mechol Yom, right? So I left the light bulb screwed into my fridge. So I don't open the fridge on Shabbos. Someone else wants to open the fridge on Shabbos. Because they don't know there's a light bulb. Do I have to stop them? Or can I let them go ahead? Because they're doing misasik. Right? Walking. In Israel, they don't have it as much. I don't know in Rehovot. In Yerushalayim, they don't have it as much. But in Teaneck, in places in America, I think there are also other places in America, I've heard, you walk there by a house of someone who's not Jewish or not from. Oh, yeah, and Friday night. So you walk by and the light goes on, right? So everyone knows. Even in Brooklyn, my in-laws lived in Brooklyn, there were only one or two goyim in Flatbush, but those one or two goyim had this in their house Friday night. Although it wasn't always like that. Anyone remember Brooklyn from the old days? My in-laws moved to Flatbush. He was the only guy in his block who walked around with a yarmulke. Right. He still is, but that's because everyone else has a hat now. So what do you do if you live there, or your in-laws live there? You know to walk around that guy's house, right? I mean, Flatbush is not so bad. You just have to walk around one or two houses. Not a big deal. Okay, what if you're with someone who doesn't know? Do you have to tell them to walk around or not? Meaning, these are real halacha l'maisedik, questions. This is a real nafgamina, right? So let's just put out some nafgaminas. Nafgamina. Right? Maybe there's no need to be offers them, they're doing a Maisa Heter, or maybe there is a need to be offers them. Another nafgamina the Oneg Yontif dealt with. I don't know if I Xeroxed the question, the Oneg Yontif on the sheet. I don't know if I started from the beginning. Did I start from the beginning? Oh yes, I did. Right? So the other nafgamina is, right? Isser Maisa Shabbos. Now, the Isser Maisa Shabbos, those of us in the afternoon, sheer know that, okay, there are, you know, skulas, etc., lemaisa and practical halacha, as long as someone wasn't amazed, there's a lot of room to be making lemaisa Shabbos. But, you know, let us say one wants to be machir, what if someone did melacha on Shabbos b'misasik? Meaning the same question, right? The guy turned on the light. Right? And it's a dark street, right? So can I use the light? All right, I'm not sure what my other option is, meaning. I mean, it'd be so much on the grows, make it in any case. But theoretically, or what was his case? His case was a fascinating case. What was his case? A guy took an empty pot and put it on the stove, and then somehow it was discovered it was a full pot and it cooked. So he cooked from his asik. He didn't know he was putting any food on the stove. He thought it was an empty pot. Right? Can I eat the food or not? All right. I'm not sure how likely this is to happen, but I'm sure cases like this happen all the time. Sure, cases like this happen all the time. One of those apartment buildings or whatever with the doors that you step on, right? So, a guy who doesn't know steps on the door, right? And opens the door. These are real halacha maisa questions. So, if there was no issur at all, obviously Shaiach talked about maisa Shabbos. If it is an issur, then the issur maisa Shabbos is Shaiach. Does that mean it's always also always much, or you have to get into the pratim and look into Mishin Yud Ches and halacha l'maisa, there's often a lot of room to be mako. Those of us who were with me in the afternoon can fill us in on the details.
Just to defend on Yantif, I think this is also what he was saying. The Gemara says, kolom rachmanim lo sabidi yav lamahane. It doesn't sound like it's the sheer punishment, it's the sheer of what you did.
I think in the Gemara is called on the Iyavad Lamahani, I think is an unrelated subject. Iyavad Lamahani is talking about when what you do has a metaphysical ramification, I don't mean metaphysical, I mean even legal, has an abstract halacha kalos, does that kalos happen if you do it b'isser or not? Here, you did a physical thing, meaning if you cook the food b'mizasek, it's cooked. Meaning, it doesn't matter what Rava and Abaye say in Maseches Tumura. If you cook food on Shabbos, the food gets cooked. If you turn on the light on Shabbos, the light is on. Now the question is, can you benefit from it, I think is a different question. That's the question whether it happened or not. And therefore, it can only apply to abstract chaluyos. It can only apply to chaluyos, which might or might not happen depending on what the legal system declares. Here we're talking about someone did a physical thing, like they cooked food. Rava can say, yeah, with loma honey till he's blue in the face. The food is still cooked. Like, that's a fact. And therefore, the question is whether we benefit is a different question. Okay, so let us figure out what's pshat in Tosfos. What does Tosfos, say? What does Tosfos think? Lo nesar klal or nitzvish d'rabbanan misasik? What does Tosfos think? This should not be a difficult question. You thought, okay. Why did you think that?
Otherwise, how else would he explain Zera?
Okay, but let's look at Tosfos. Shema Yishkech Miyitze. Aliba de Rava de Amar Logazri Gzera Legzera Ein Lefari Shema Yishkech Amachat. According to Rava, you can't say we're afraid of forgetting the needle, because then it would be Gzera Legzera. What's the implication? According to Abaye, who does make Gzera Legzera? You can't say Shema Yishkech Amachat. Meaning, how does Tosfos conceptualize Shechas Hamachat? What does Tosfos say? Tosfos says, because Shechas Hamachat would be Gzera L'Gzera. Shechas Hamachat would be Gzera L'Gzera. Right? And therefore, according to Abaye, now, of course, we don't pass them like Abaye, right? This is not Yal Kigam. According to Abaye, we could have said, Lo yeitze samach l'rasheicha shema yishkach hamachat, v'lo yishkach hamachat shema yavo lohotzi b'kavana, and that would be valid. But according to Rav, Zegzeru Zegzeru means, what does Tosfos hold? This is Tosfos. Tosfos holds, Tosfos calls it, Gzera. Right? Miss Asik is Gzera. So, lo yeitze samach l'rasheicha will be Gzera l'Gzera, and that's why he rejects the Rambam's chat, because Logos reading Gzera l'Gzera. But Tosfos holds the Rabbanan. That's where Rikiv Eger starts from. That's really where all the halachah ma'isa comes from. Tosfos, what could Tosfos have said? Tosfos could have said, "Ein lefarish shem yishkach hamachat she'in bo iser klal." Tosfos doesn't say that. "Ein lefarish shem yishkach hamachat," she's like, because that's a gzeira, and we don't make a gzeira like gzeira according to Rava. Did you notice maybe in any of the versions of Tosfos who sounded more like maybe there's no iser all in shechas hamachat? Anyone notice anything? Oh, I didn't bring that sefer here. It's hard to prove anything, but in the Tosfos Shants, which I don't know if everyone found the Tosfos Shants. I don't even know how I found the Tosfos Shants. But in my... Maybe it's not the Tosfos Shants. I don't know. All I know is that in my three-volume Tosfos Arash al Shas at home, the tall one, the tall old-fashioned one, that... the old-fashioned meaning... not from Europe, but from, you know, 30 years ago, that a lot of people have. On, like, Daf Yud through Yud Gimel of Masechet Shabbos, under the Tosfos Rosh, that's Tosfos Shatz. I don't know where they got it from. Maybe someone made it up. I don't know. I'll give them the benefit of the doubt. Assume someone found, like, one page of a manuscript of the Tosfos Shatz, and so they published it there. Okay. The Tosfos Shatz has a slightly different lashon. I meant to bring it in, but I forgot. I apologize. I'm sure no one has it here. But then Lashon Tosfos Shatz says, he says, he doesn't say it's Gzera L'Gzera. He says, B'shechas ha-chefetz lo ichvaslan. No one cares if you forget the needle. Now, I don't know, maybe no one cares midoraisa, but what he might mean is, or Tosfos Shatz, because shechas hamachat is no problem at all. B'shechas ha-chefetz, he says, lo ichbaslan. Lo ichbaslan is his lashon. So I don't know how Dav gonna take it. But if you take it in the most literal sense, I can't promise whether he means Davka lo ichbaslan, we don't care, or just, we don't care so much. It's always hard to tell. You know, it's all a matter of the context and whatever. But if you take it literally, I don't know if you should always take people literally, but if you take them literally, lo ichbaslan means, so maybe, maybe this is the opinion of the Tosafos Shanz, who says, b'shichas hamachat lo ichbaslan. We don't care, lo ichbat. If you take him literally, he means, not just, it's gzeira l'gzeira. You can't say, we're so worried about forgetting the needle that will make gzeira, because that would be gzeira l'gzeira. Rather, you can't say we're worried at all about someone forgetting the needle, because lo ichbaslan, because ma'amish doesn't bother us b'chlal. In which case, he would be saying that Mas'asig is heter gomer. I don't know, did I put this? Yeah. The Lechem Mishnah in Hilchos Shabbos deals with this, one of the classic achronim deals with, not in the context of our sugya, but the general question of whether Mas'asig is putter or mutter. The Lechem Mishnah deals with this, and he thinks the Rambam says, obviously this would be against the Oni Yontif, but I said the Oni Yontif, she's the Achid, so. He thinks the Rambam says that it's lo neser ligamri, it's heter gomer, and then he questions it and deal, you know, and is not clear what the maskana should be. So this is the diem, this is the suffix of the Lechem Mishnah. Right? This is the suffix of the Lechem Mishnah. The Lechem Mishnah thinks the Rambam holds his heter gomer, but he himself is not so convinced. So if you're dealing with the Rambam, Lechem Mishnah, Bidasa Rambam, that Bidasa Rambam is that it's heter gomer, and Lechem Mishnah himself is Mesopak, that maybe it should be an Isser Drabanan, he's not sure what to conclude. That's the classic marker of that Lechem Mishnah, and the classic marker in Shas is our Tosfos. Now, here we have, we just have to fill in one detail. Misvara, what makes more sense? They should have ushered it or they shouldn't have ushered it. Obviously, Misvara makes more sense that they shouldn't have ushered it. Because why answer something that no one even knows they're doing? Like, answer means forbid someone to do it. You can't forbid someone to do something you misasik because they don't know they're doing it through misasik. So if you just ask me, tzad the svara, Misasik, it's pashut. You can't ask for someone to do something misasik because it's not something which is shaykh to forbid someone to do. I can only forbid you to do things on purpose. I can't forbid you to do them by accident. Okay, why would I? Why would Chazal be mashriach themselves? So here, there are two answers, really two subtly different understandings of the status of Misasik in the Achronim. There is the famous Rabbi Kiva Eger, and there is the, I think I gave you that outside of brackets also, the Sfas Emes Alatar. The Sfas Emes says something very, very simple. Rabbi Kiva Eger says something very complex. What does the Sfas Emes say? That what's the problem with Misasik? Did Chazal make a gzeira not to do Misasik? It's a little funny, like, why did he go Zer Misasik? Why would Chazal be Gozer Misasik? So what does the Sfas Emes say? That is it a regular Gzeira? Tosafot calls it Gzeira L'Gzeira, meaning Lo Yetzei is a Gzeira, Samach L'Chashech is a Gzeira, to Misasik, which is a L'Gzeira. So the Sfas Emes says, it's not Mamash Gzeira. What does he say? He says, Shaper Usr Shema Yishlev Yeti after Leka Isr Klal Kamako Marisa Ayin Ika Mashinkain Lurava Kasha Kanal. What does he say? He says, you're right, it's not an Isr Shabbos. It's not that there were Gozer Amasasik is Lofdar Bonan. No, it's that there were Gozer Maris Ayin. After all, I can't tell, I see you carrying something. I can't tell whether you were Misasik or you were Amazed or you were Shogeg or whatever. Right? So it looks like Chil Shabbos. And therefore, they were gozer a gzeira atu maris ayin. They were worried about the maris ayin. So the Sfas Emes says that chashishu Maris Ha'ayin and Chashad. Okay, without getting into whether there's a subtle difference between Chashad and Maris Ha'ayin. That's what Zas Emes says. He says it's obvious. Why would it be Kedai to be Gozer? Meaning, if you were willing to be Gozer Gzer L'Gzer, why would you be Gozer not to carry out your needle Friday afternoon? Because if you carry out your needle Friday afternoon, you might continue carrying it on Shabbos, and even though that wouldn't be an Isser, that would look like an Isser and be a problem on Maris Ha'ayin. And so, according to Abaye, we do make Gzera to Maris Ha'ayin. But the Kashas, Rabu, doesn't make Gzera L'Gzera, also doesn't make Gzera to Maris Ha'ayin. So it's not that be Gzera L'Gzera, it's really Gzera L'Maris Ha'ayin. Right? And that's what he says. He says, by Gzera L'Gzera, Tosos means Gzera L'Maris Ha'ayin. Okay, because clearly it is a Maris Ha'ayin. It's a fact that there's Maris Ha'ayin if a guy starts doing Melacha on Shabbos, even if he doesn't realize what he's doing at all. It clearly looks bad. That's clear. That's the Sfas Emes. We'll just have to make ourselves a little section here. And then there's the famous Shut Rabbi Kiva Eger. What is Rabbi Kiva Eger Mechadesh? He is Mechadesh that no, it's mamish a gzeir drabanan. It's mamish chazal, mamish made a gzeir drabanan. Just like they made a gzeir drabanan melach shem shich l'gufa, which we pass as much of the raisa for the asher drabanan. Just like the kalkel as much of the raisa, but they were gozer on the drabanan. Just like kelachar yad as much of the raisa, but they were gozer on it midrabanan. Likewise, they were gozer on misasek midrabanan. Gozer iser al hamisasek. But he's bothered. Why would Chazal be gozer iser on misasek? Why would you be gozer iser on misasek? It doesn't make any sense to be gozer iser on misasek. So what is the answer?
They did it on purpose, so you could do it exactly.
That's not the way I understood it.
Okay.
Okay. He has a two-part answer. I might go a little backwards in his two parts. He says, his basic question is this. Why is Misasek not Asur Midoraisa? So, what does it say explicitly in Bava Kamma that Tosfos quoted? What? It's not Melech Masheves. So he says like this. Because the only reason it's not Asur Midoraisa is because of the rule of Meleches Machsheves Asur Torah. How does that help us? Anyone know other things that are not Asur Midoraisa because the rule of Meleches Machsheves Asur Torah? I think there's only one that's before Shishas, even though it's like, well known in the world. Many examples. And what else is not Asur Midoraisa because Meleches Machsheves Asur Torah? Kilkel, very good. That's the one mentioned before Shishas and Krisus and other places. Mekalkel is not Asur because it's not Meleches Machsheves. Meleches Machsheves Asur Torah. Anyone, according to the Achronim and the Rishonim, what other things, according to many shitas, are Motzer Midoraisa because Meleches Machsheves Asur Torah? So many Rishonim say Kelachar Yad. Midoraisa is Motzer because it's not Meleches Machsheves. Meleches Shem Shvi'it L'Gufa. Midoraisa is Motzer because it's not Meleches Machsheves. The Rashbamim says Chatzi Shir. Midoraisa is Motzer because it's Meleches Machsheves. I know Rashi Daf Ayin Daled disagrees with him. Not for now. Now, but Mekalkel for sure. So now, what did Chazal say about Mekalkel? It's not Meleches Machsheves, but what did Chazal do? It's also your opponent anyway. What did Chazal say about Kalachar Yad and Melech Shin Shvi'it L'Gufa? It's not Meleches Machsheves, but also anyway. Meaning, so what is the Rabbi Kiva Eger? So he says very poshut. This is the non-famous part of the Shut Rabbi Kiva Eger. He says, and Chazal made a general gzeira on all melacha that isn't Meleches Machsheves. It's not they made a gzeira misasek. Why would they make a gzeira misasek? It's that They made a gzeira on all meleches non-machshemes, all melacha de lav machshemes. They answered in one fell swoop, meaning they didn't make one gzeira in mekalkel and another gzeira in kalach yad and another gzeira of v'chuli. No, they made a gzeira klolis. All melacha is aser midrabanan, even though it's not machshemes. Once they made a gzeira klolis, so mesaseg was also included. If you don't believe me, I'm already the death of Rabbi Eger. I'll try to find that line. What does he say? He says, "Hainu drabanan amru af belom alech machshavas hamilach drabanan leinim lachshin shukle gufa uchedomeh." Because drabanan said, even if that machshavas still lost drabanan, they didn't say it for misasik. Why would anyone make exer on misasik? They said it for lachshin shukle gufa mekalkel and v'chuli v'chuli, and that is, this is right before the nafkamina ode. The im kain gam zut lo yodem yamachat mitzad melech machshavas having melech drabanan umelo after misasik gam shigas melech drabanan vidok. Right, what does he say? It's still melech drabanan. Why? Next there goes on misasik because there goes on all melech that's not machshavas because they wanted to answer melech shimshuch legufen mekalkel and v'chuli v'chuli. Then it brings the nafkamina for shisas avdo, which the seder. I mean, that's the same sug of nafkamina that you started with. Now that's the second part of Rabbi Akiva Eiger. What's the first part of Rabbi Akiva Eiger? Yeah, I feel like those guys who try to like stick Alaska somewhere. Okay, there's Alaska and this is Hawaii. Seder. Alaska didn't used to be in the Gulf of Mexico. The Seder. Alright. But Rabbi Kvager starts with something else. This is a big sugya that I'm not going to get into now. If everyone is mochel me, if you're really not mochel me, then I'm not getting into it, then you're welcome to come to my house next week and we can discuss it. And there's a lot to say about it. But the general sugya of misasik, and especially the problem raised increases in Daf Yotes about what the mokar misasik is. One mokar, clearly, the Gemara says, meleches machshevas asr Torah paters misasik. The Gemara says that in Baba Kama, and the one that Tosus quoted, Baba Kama, the Chof Vav and Beis, Hikar Baba Shechel, and Yishabas, Pazim, Lechel, Shevas, Asr Torah, they were also the increase us that, about in the Mekalkel, Mechabura, that Melechis, Machshevas, Patras, Mesasek. However, and this is what the Tosus deals with, where he started by quoting the Tosus, in our Mesechet, on Daf, Ayin, Beis, and Beis, the top line of Ayin, Beis, and Beis, there's another Makar for the Torah of Misasik. That other mucker is, says, but it's also Mutter Min HaTorah because of the Kol HaTorah Kula, the Kol HaTorah Kula, Russia from Ba, meaning besides being Pater on Shabbos, it's Pater on Kol HaTorah Kula, Ba problem is Asik. Now, if you want to know, why do you need a Mukar on Shabbos and a Mukar on Kol HaTorah Kula? Isn't Shabbos part of Kol HaTorah Kula? That's Tosfos's question on Daf Ayin Beis and Beis and other places, and he gives two famous answers, one of which Rabbi Akiva assumes here, which is that, because on Shabbos you're more Pater, then a Kol HaTorah Kula. Kol HaTorah Kula, you're only potter if you try to do something mutter and ended up doing something usher by accident. Shabbos, you're potter even if you try to do something usher and did a different usher thing by accident. I mean, if I tried to pick one apple and I accidentally picked a different apple, I'm still potter on Shabbos because it wasn't my machshava. There's a Kol HaTorah Kula drasha from Ba, and Chazal wouldn't make a gzeira on misasik b'chol HaTorah Kula because it's not included with mekalkel lashon shechel gufa. So even though the meaning gzeir on all melechus machsheves is, still it should be mutter because of ba. So what's Rabbi Akiva Eiger's famous answer here? You could have given another answer. Some achronim want to say the Rambam holds we don't paskin like the din of ba. But Rabbi Akiva Eiger answers, is only a p'tur karban, not a, is only a p'tur karban, but is still aser midaraisa. To summarize Rabbi Akiva Eiger, this is the famous part of this shit, Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Rabbi Akiva Eiger says two things. He says, why would Tosfos consider Misasik Venus or Drabanan? He says, there are two reasons you're exempt from Misasik. One is Ba, which is a Kultur Kuladin, but that's only a Ptur. It's still an Isha Doraisa. And Shabbos is also a Ptur Melech Machsheves, but that Ptur Melech Machsheves, Chazal made a general Gzeira on. Basically, what's Rabbi Akiva Eiger saying? Now I'm out of room. He's saying there's two levels of Misasik. Halacha lemaisa, he would say. Lemaisa lefi Rabbi Akiva Eiger. He would say misasik becholatar kula is aser min haTorah and pater from a karban because of ba. B'Shabbes it's Mutter min haTorah because of Melech Machsheves, but Aser min Drabanan because Rabbanan made Gzeira Klalis to sort of revoke the Heter of Melech Machsheves. And that's how he does a two-step process to figure out what's so bad about Misasik. He says, if you want to say Tzvi Dinam, if you want to say that's not Aser because of Kultur Kula, Misasik is Pater. No, in Kultur Kula, Misasik is Pater for Karban, but you still did Navera. It's still Aser Midoraisa. It's only learned from a word in Vayikra about Karbanos. It's still an Isser Doraisa. You'll say, but on Shabbos, it's not an Isser Doraisa. Against the Unigant, of course, Melech Machsheves Aser Torah. But the Torah didn't ask Melech Machsheves. On Shabbos, it's sure Heter Gomer. The answer is yes, on Shabbos, it's Heter Gomer. But then Rabban came and made a Gzeira Klalis that all the things referred to by Melech Machsheves, they went back and Aser Midrabanan, Bechlal, Mekalkel, Melech Shehuguf, etc. And that's how that Rabbi Akiva Eiger gets to explain our Tosfos. So just to summarize, Asher, what is the status of Chil Shabbos b'Misasik? What is the status of Chil Shabbos b'Misasik? So the Tosfos Shans, if we interpret them correctly, says Heter Gomer. Heter Gomer. If that's what he means. Heter Gomer. Tosfos, according to Sfas Emes, says it's Marasayim. Tosfos Lefi, Rabbi Akiva Eiger says it's Chilul Shabbos Midrabanan, and the Oneg Yontif says that it's Aser Min haTorah and just Pater from a Karban. So Halacha L'Maaseh, back to our original Shaila, the Oneg Yontif Shaila and the Rabbi Akiva Eiger Shaila, is it okay for the guy to open the fridge if the light's going to turn on, and to walk in front of the house if the light's going to turn on, and all these other clever examples all these other clever examples that we might be able to think of, right? Are these things okay or not? So, according to the simple shot in the Tosos Shans, the Lechem Mishnah, it's perfectly okay. According to the Sfas Emes, it's an Isser Kal of Maris Ayin. According to a Ke'igar, it's a real Isser Darabon, like only Isser Darabon on Shabbos, and according to the Shabbos Yachar, the Yonah Yantav, it's even a Shash Isser Dar Raisa. Halacha Lemaisa, it seems that, again, if this sugya had never been invented, I would probably said Misvara et Heter Gomer. That's what I probably would have said Misvara. It's like, why? How could there be an Isser Mizasek? It's not like something Shaykh to Aser. But since Rabbi Eger has this clever way of figuring out why it should be an Isser, and he didn't say that just to be clever. He says that because it's Meforshin our Tosfos that it's an Isser Darabonin. Because they call a Gzeira Otu Mizasek Gzeira L'Gzeira. Not nothing at all. At least in our Tosfos and the Tosfos Rush. Our Tosfos and the Tosfos Rush say the same thing. Have the same lashon. Therefore, halacha lemaisa, one should probably, if there are no other countervailing factors, we should probably try to be machber about this. And if you see someone's going to do an avir misasek, then you should be mafreshim from Isser and tell them to stop. If you exist in the end, we don't have this nowadays. If that person's your eved, then it's even more chamer, because the issue of shvisas avdo on Shabbos. But even nowadays, when it's just your friend, you probably should be mafreshim, because that's the psak of Rabbi Akiva Eger, and he bases it on a mefurish tosos.
How can one compare walking down the street with the light in the refrigerator? One's lacha shalein suyukul aguf, and the other is lacha suyukul aguf, because you want the door to be, you want them lucky, you want to get in the refrigerator. Over there you can.
No, but you don't want to turn on the light.
Yeah, you don't want to turn on the light, but you want to be able to open the door.
And you want to be able to walk down the street.
You want to walk down the street, but you care less about. You wish the whole thing weren't there. Here's
and
the refrigerator.
You wish the whole bulb in the refrigerator also wasn't there. It seems awfully parallel to me. One, I'm opening a door which has nothing to do with light, but it happens to trigger a light that I don't intend at all. The other, I'm walking down a street which has nothing to do with light, and it happens to trigger a light. It seems awfully similar to me. Now, it could very well be that if there are other, if the Makom Tzorach and there are other Tzadim L'Hakel, that one could be making L'Maisa depending on the circumstances. But all else being equal, stam, should I bother to stop someone from doing this asik? I don't mean it's like a Shasad Chak and there's other Tzadim L'Hakel, etc. I'm trapped in the street and I can't move all Shabbos. But there's another Yid walking by, he's like, turn on the light and then I'll be able to escape. But like, do I have to stop him and trap both of us for all of Shabbos? Then you could start putting saying, well, according to some achronim, it's not Isser Drabanan, and you put that together with, well, maybe it's I'm not sure if it's exactly Nichalei, maybe it's from and this and that, and maybe it's an LED light, and you could start putting the other kula. But I mean, stam, like, should it's no problem to tell him to walk across the street. Just should I or shouldn't I? It's no problem to tell him not to open this fridge. We're passing by some fridge in the office, whatever, and, you know, he just says, let me check if there's any soda there. So tell him not to open the fridge, the world won't end. So lemaisa, what should be machmir? Not to mention the fridge case. You don't want to put yourself in a situation of having to close the fridge. but lemaisa, according to that's exactly Rabbi Akiva Eger's question. Misha any adush malachas itzer mechuyim lafrisho. He doesn't mean someone doesn't know how lach if it's itzer. Of course you have to be mafshin. That's shogeg. Means the guy doesn't know bechalal that he's doing anything. So can he paskins? You do have to have a free show based on our tosos.
As a side point, I just want to point out that Gemara says when you say in the asif book, here's an evidence regarding nisha. Not that you say I don't have doubts on the original king. That's what I'm waiting for. So it sounds like.
Okay, you'll have to, I'm not sure I totally follow you, you'll have to explain to me what you mean later. That's Rosh Hashem. Okay. The next, now, I think we're ready to go on to the Gemara. Okay, says the Gemara. After the Mishnah, Tanan Hasam, Lo Yamad, Mishnah Yachid, the Yishnah, Mishnah Zarabim, Mishnah Zarabim, Yishnah, Mishnah Yachid, while Mahitha is Rosh Rul, the Matra Jew, so sad, show said, Mutter, don't bother to turn the page in. Okay, says the, Gemara. Before we get into, obviously we all, ran ahead a little, right? So we all know that they're bringing this up for the issue of Carmelis and Gzera L'Gzera and then tying it back into the Carmelis and our Mishnah, and that's a very late sugya of Gzera L'Gzera. But I just want to point out, we're not going to go into the purity, protein, and diukum of every line and every ritva now, but just to point out that what's going on here, the point of what's going on here is that You cannot stand in Rishus HaYachid and drink in Rishus HaRavim, or stand in Rishus HaRavim and drink in Rishus HaYachid, unless you put Rosh HaVerubo into the place you're drinking. Why not? This is meant as an easy question, just to like create a sense of camaraderie and question-answer style. Why can't I only stick my head in and drink? Because I might pull the kli out with me. there's taka that I will just point out that the Ran brings down here. I don't know if I put the Ran in the Makoros. Based on the beginning of Tosos, let's see what Tosos says. Lo yamar rab yishter b'shayachid ba motzi tefillin mokla b'chafatz matzricha lo v'divrei kol. There's a machlokas for Meir and the Chachamim. We've mentioned this on occasion. Can I stand in b'shayachid and metaltel b'shutzarabim? Meaning, can I just stick my hand out and move things, or stick my hand in and move things? And that's a machlokas. But here, everyone agrees it's aser. So why is moving things with my hand a machlokas? But sticking my head in and drinking, everyone agrees is aser. So it says, "Dibrei kol b'chafatz matzrichel of dibrei kol." Now, because this is talking about things you need, perish afilu rabbanu da amri omen arim shirabim tal b'shel yachid hachamodu kemi sarach lishno sichel meif hashem yaviim etzlo. Okay, this is taka machlokas. The Tosas seems like it makes a lot of sense. What does Tosas say? The Chachamim are matir, sticking my hand out the window and moving things. Why? Because since I don't need them, we're not gozer, I'll bring them inside. But everyone agrees I can't stick my head in and drink unless I put my whole body in, or ruach kukul over my body in, because it's talking about things I need. What does it mean, things I need? This is Machlokas Rambam and Tosos. Rambam says it's talking about drinking in a valuable cup. Because then I might take the cup with me because it's valuable. Most Rishonim agree with Tosos. No. It's not the cup that I need. The Gemara says, Chafatz Matzricham Lo. It's also according to everyone, even though the majority of Tanoim, the Rachamim, are mocking me to stick my hand out the window and metaltel narishkeit. Or stick my hand in the window and metaltel narishkeit. Here's something I need. Rambam says it's a cup I need. It's a valuable, important cup. Most Rishonim agree with Tosos. It's not the cup that I need. It's the water that I need. Meaning, I might withdraw my head, and if I withdraw my head, I'll withdraw the water with it, because I need to drink the water. Okay, so that's a technical machlokas as to whether this is asur lufi chachamim. Yeah, the Gemara says, asur lufi chachamim, because it's talking about things I need. What do I need? The Rambam says, if it's a disposable Dixie cup, it's mutter. Only if it's a valuable cup, it's asur, because I need the cup. Tosfos says it's always asur, because I always need the water. Okay. That is, and that's going to be the point of our Gemara. Our Gemara says the isser of sticking only my head in and drinking is a gzera. Then they get to the issue of gzera and gzera, do we answer in a carbulus? But Tosos here has a more fundamental question. He says the isser is only a gzera. It sounds like Pasha, there's no issue to raise it. Usher, did you get this board?
Except for the
Shamash. Okay, fine. Let's go back to where we were then. This is one of the many occasions that everyone here and on the internet, thanks to Usher, gets to be impressed by my artistic talent. So, here is a house. See, you can tell it's a house. Here is a street. These are the 600,000 people walking there. Here is me. Oh, probably need one hand in there. Okay, here's me. Right? This, you can see my robe is not in the house. Right? This is Asur Midrabanan Shema. What's the Lashon? Shema Yaviyah Mitzlo. Right? Okay. Shema Yotzi. Here it's Machlokas Rambam and Tosos. Hamayim. Or the Kli, This is Tosfos, and most Rishonim, this is the Rambam, right? Rambam says, Xera made to bring out the Kli, because it's a valuable Kli. Tosfos says, Xera, I might bring out the water, because if I pull my head out the window, because it's hot inside, and I pull my head out the window, I'll pull the water out the window, because I want to drink water. Fine. But, it's Pashat that, it's Mutter, Midoraisa. Right? That's why it's only Shiloh and Yisra Abundant, it's Xera L'Xera. It's obviously Mutter Midoraisa, it's just Xera. So what's Tosfos' question? What's Tosfos' question here? Anyone? What's Tosfos' question? Ask it more straightforwardly. What's the question? Question is, it should be Asur Mida Oraisa, because where is the water going from? The water is going from Rosh Hashanah. It obviously goes without saying. Why do people say it goes without saying and then say things? But it goes without saying that you could just flip it. He could be sticking his head out, and then you would just be from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, right? Doesn't matter which direction. The water is going from Rosh Hashanah to, anyone know where the water ends up?
Stomach.
My stomach, exactly. The stomach in Rosh Hashanah. Why is this only Xera that I might withdraw from the window and take things outside? It should be an Isser D'Oraisa, that I am moving things from Rosh Hashanah to my stomach and Rosh Hashanah. And if you say stomachs don't count as Hanacha, then why would you be deplorable? If you said stomachs don't count as Hanacha, that says Mefurish and Mishnah increases, that if I swallow something, that does count as Hanacha. Remember the guy who eats one kezias and is high of five karbanos, and then Rabbi Meir, I think, says, oh, well, if he was carrying it on Shabbos, he's also high of a sixth when he swallows. Why? Because when you swallow, you're doing Hanacha. I mean, clearly swallowing is Hanacha. Clearly a stomach has chashivas of dalet al dalet. Right? So if we know that taking water from Rosh Hashanah and swallowing the Rosh Hashanah counts as Hanacha, here I took water from Rosh Hashanah and I swallowed Rosh Hashanah. Okay, seems pretty bad to me. That's Tosfos Kasha. Am I making this up? What's Tosfos say? Even Tomer Hashanah Mikiyachnas Rosh Ruba Amay Shari Hamapim Rosh Zayachin Rosh Zarabim Shalokeach Rosh Zayachin Vinoch Zdit Rosh Zarabim isn't an issue d'oraisa. Even sticking in most of my body without my stomach is a problem, right? Because it's an issue d'oraisa. I'm taking Rosh Zayachin to my stomach and Rosh Zarabim. It says if someone urinates or spits their chayiv chatas, because their body counts as one end. Okay. Now, what's the answer? Chaim, you have an answer for us?
I don't have an answer, but I have a different
question. Okay.
Wouldn't it sound like should be asking why we don't say
No, because that's the opposite direction. Meaning, Adam nimshach achar shulchano. Hold on 1 second. Yeah. Adam nimshach achar shulchano is that I might go further into where the food is. Here's the problem: is I might go further out. So it's a different inyan. And don't say I won't go out because there's no shulchan anyway. Okay. So and because maybe it's not such a strong shash. Now, what's the answer? Who wants to tell me the answer to this problem? Why is it not an issue d'oraisa? Exactly. Well, Tosfos, I'm not sure if he exactly says a mouth, but you're basically right. What does Tosfos say? V'yishlomer dibli also haynu hanachasov ein lachash mashuv nechnasam toch meyav. Right? That, I'm making a subtle correction. Don't say mouth, say throat. Okay, Peseda? That's what you meant. Right? Tosfos says, I mean, because then you're a different shita. Or maybe you just meant a different shita. Okay. So we're not sure if you were speaking about daf or you meant a different shita, but let's start with Tosfos on our daf. Tosfos on our daf says, swallow, obviously my throat, the assumption is, my throat is in the house. Right? Swallowing it in my mouth, no, is not anything because I can always spit it out of my mouth. Once I swallow it, that's the terminal. That's the end. When I swallow something, that is the final hanacha. And therefore, what's one answer? Answers. One, Tosfos, he says, now, what's this for? Why is swallowing significant? Someone to tell me, like, what does Tosfos mean? Tosfos, but basically he's saying this. Don't say it goes into my stomach. No, it goes into my throat. My throat's in Rishayach, no problem. Why don't we care that it goes into my stomach? Why don't we care that it goes into my stomach?
That's after your mindset already. It's beyond your control.
I think so, yes. What does he say? The aim lachash mashum nelson do meyav, and it doesn't matter that then it goes into my meyayim, because the armor holds the jolof to obeys osis, because the shumahalich, chayav dichsivasan zohi hanacha san, he says, it's hanacha. Why is it hanacha? He says, now this is his taich in the Gemara. What does the Gemara say? If I'm walking carrying ink, and I write it on a piece of paper, I'm chayef because writing on a piece of paper is hanacha. Where is the piece of paper? Where was the piece of paper? Is it in my hand or is it on a table? So you might have said, you know why writing is hanacha? Because I'm writing it on a piece of paper on a table. That's munach. That's not how Tosfos understands the Gemara. Tosfos understands the Gemara, I'm writing it on a piece of paper on my hand. I'm walking, I write it on a piece of paper, I'm still walking. That's hanacha. Why is that hanacha? Because anything nivla is automatically munach. That's what Tosfos assumes. Once something is nivla, now it is munach, and once it's nivla, it doesn't count anymore. That's at least the way I understand Tosfos. A blia is an automatic hanacha. What's the logic? It's an interesting question. Here. Let's illustrate it. Those who are not yet impressed with my artistic prowess can be impressed by my by my acting skills, right? By my thespian accomplishments. So here I'm right. I'm walking with some ink. And I go like this. Now I'm chayiv, it's a hanacha. What kind of hanacha? I was walking and I'm still walking. Is this a hanacha? The answer is no. When something is nivla, if I carry the ink, there's a quill with ink on it, or an inkwell, then it's not hanacha because it's still moving. Once I go like this, it's hanacha because it's not going anywhere anymore. It's nivla. It's disappearing. It's becoming part of something else. And once it is nivla, that's automatically a hanacha and automatically the end of the line. After it's nivla, I don't care anymore. Because it's not chesed in and of itself anymore. It's already nivla. And that's what I understand what Tosfos is saying. There's a special halachic significance to blia. Blia has halachic significance. And lav davka has to do with how stomachs work. Meaning, don't say Tosfos is giving you a halachic perspective on digestion. It's not a halachic perspective on the digestive process. Because then he wouldn't bring a raya from writing ink on paper. It's a halach perspective on what happens when a chetzah gets absorbed into another chetzah. While the water's in my mouth, the water's not absorbed, not part of me. I'm just holding it, right? People hold things in their mouth and stick their hands sometimes. Sometimes people even carry things in their mouth. It's not a normal thing to do. But, you know, ma'asim b'chol yom. Once I swallow it, now it's part of me. It's like the writing on paper. Once it's part of me, that's the end of the malacha. I think that's what Tosfos means. So Tosfos says, and likewise, when I write in ink, that's Tosfos' big chiddush. Tosfos pretends he's quoting the Gemara. He is quoting the Gemara. I'm not convinced the Gemara is machrach. You could have said what Tosfos meant is that you could have said the Gemara meant I'm carrying some ink, and you could have said what the Gemara meant was I'm carrying some ink and I write it as I'm going. That's taka hanacha. Tosfos says no. Even if I write on a paper as I'm going, you know, you look at Tosfos there and over Shas, that's how we understood it. So this is the special din of Bliya. Din of Bliya. That Bliya is the ultimate Hanacha, and that's the end of the line. the end of the line, and therefore it's going from Rishus HaYachid to my throat, not to my stomach, to my throat in Rishus HaYachid, and it's no problem at all, there's just this thing in Vegzera.
It has to be true, because otherwise if you took your head out, if you went out, you'd have another Akira and Hanafa. So that's why the Beliyah, it ceases to have its independent existence. Otherwise it'd be another Akira and Hanafa, where you took your head out.
Correct. Let's say I eat something and I walk, I'm moving it in my stomach. The answer is no, we all know what's in my stomach, it's not a thing anymore, it's me. Absolutely. Chaim. Egos agave mayim is not bolua at all. It's sitting on top of the water. It's not absorbed in the water. Dio agave mayim would be bolua. But egos agave mayim is not. Okay, that is one answer. Now, anyone... and then Tosis has a nice raya for this. What's his nice raya? He says, remember that Mishnah Krisus that I mentioned, right? Tosis says, now it's nicha. The Mishnah Krisus says, I'm chayav five korbanos, right? And Rabbi Meir says, I can give you a sixth if it's Shabbos and I swallow. Tosis says, yeah, you know what the Chacham say back to Rabbi Meir? You're right, but we're talking about eating, don't like bring in hotzah. But Tosis says, forget it. Hold on. And what do they mean? So you know it's simultaneous, right? I mean, they're not arguing din, they're arguing helchos trivia, right? What counts as a good trivia question? How many korbanos should be chayav for the mitzad b'toras achila? Or how many korbanos can be chayav b'shas ma'isa achila? Okay, but Tosafot says, hold on a second. Anyone know when you're chayav for achila? When it goes into your throat, you're chayav for achila. You're not chayav for Shabbos till it goes into your stomach. It's not simultaneous. It says it is simultaneous. You're chayav for Shabbos in your throat as well. Great. All right, well, this is a strong kasha. Could say it's just more or less. Now, Tosus adds, though, on the topic of Alfman Beis, right, he says, Alot Tzomach HaNam Shas Bleich and Prisha V'Rashi Tuzan in Achara Motzi Tfelin U'Perik Beis the Erevin Pei Rashti. Okay. Now, and then he says at the end, remember, that we said, if it's your metaltal something, it's narishkeit, it's machlokes tanam. So in the end he says, metaltal narishkeit, that's machlokes tanam. He taka thinks we're making like the chachamim. Alright. But, Rashi gave a different shot. Now the truth is, Rashi's lashon is not so clear. If you looked up, I think I asked you to look up the Rashi in, or Tosis quoting the Rashi at least, okay. If you looked up the Rashi inside, his lashon is not 100% clear. But Tosos and the Rishonim understand that what is Rashi saying? What's Rashi's answer? Rashi, I'm going to just say Rashi with the star, because someone will go back to Rashi and say, you know what, it's not clear to me that's what he meant. He's speaking vaguely. How can you be sure what he meant? The answer is, I'm not sure what Rashi meant, but this is what Rishonim understand it to mean. What's another answer? If you say not Rashi, that's also okay. Anyone? What? What is? Exactly, meaning not your throat like Tosfos. It's an inyan acher, it's your mouth, not throat to throat. He says, no, Rashi says, you're going from, now here it's a little tricky, from Rishus HaYachid. Now don't say to your mouth from Rishus HaYachid, because that won't help, because then you're going to your stomach in Rishus HaRabim, right? Meaning it's clearly starting in Rishus HaYachid, it's ending Rishus HaRabim. Everyone knows. What's the only way to not be chayav for starting with Shayach and ending with Shasarabin? If you make a pit stop in a makom p'tor, right? And that's what Rashi says. Rashi says, going from Shayachid to your mouth, which is makom p'tor, and from Makom Tor to Rishus HaRabim. I mean, it has to stop in your mouth first, to the best of my knowledge. Now, I don't know, maybe someone's more talented than I am. But the best of my knowledge, as far as my personal experience, is that whenever you eat or drink something, you first have to catch it in your mouth, and then swallow it and make it go down your esophagus to your stomach. I don't know, there's some, you know, can I, in the beginning of Toldos, did Esav do that, or did he somehow have some trick of getting it to go straight into his stomach? I don't know. But that's not normal people, right? clearly the human way of eating is with a stop in the middle. You never take things from your plate directly into your stomach. You're not a vacuum cleaner. You put them in your mouth, you could chew them, or you cannot chew them, right? Drinking, you talk, but don't chew. But even when you drink, you don't pour it down your throat into your stomach. You pour it into your mouth, it stops in your mouth, and then you swallow it and make it do another mice of going into your stomach. So it stops in between, there's anoch in your mouth. Now Tosa says, who cares there's anoch in your mouth? That only begs the question. I mean, if your mouth would be your shayachin, it wouldn't help to say there's anoch in your mouth. Yeah, there's anoch in your mouth, but when you swallow, you're going, who's a robin? Rashi's chiddush, now there's anoch in your mouth. Everyone knows there's anoch in your mouth. Rashi's chiddush is that there is a hanoch in your mouth, and your mouth is a makom p'tur. Right? And therefore, you go from shayach to makom p'tur, makom p'tur to rishis rabin. And if you'll ask, explain to Rishonim, but isn't it still usher midrabanan to go from shayach to makom p'tur, makom p'tur to rishis rabin? So why do they need a special gzeira? Isn't it always usher to go derech makom p'tur? Right? Quote me three words in the braisa and daf ches that express this gzeira. Uvilvad shelo yachlifu, right? So the Rishonim explained no. If I mamish take something and put it on a little stoop and then put it in the rabbin, that's a gzeira derabanan. Because I might take it out behedya. But since when people swallow, it always has to stop in their mouth because we don't even know how to swallow without the food stopping in our mouth. Therefore, there's no gzeira. Meaning, this should be iffy. If not for the other gzeira, there would be no problem. This is heter gomer. It's heter gomer to go from shayach to makom p'tur and makom p'tur to rishus rabin, as long as you can never skip the middle step. Right? And the only thing that's wrong with it is that gzeira, and that's why it's only wrong if you stick your head in, but if you stick rosh v'rubo, it's okay. If everything but my stomach is in, it's okay, because it stops in my mouth, makom p'tur, then goes to my stomach, and since it always has to stop in my mouth, then I can never come to do an avira. Okay, that's Rashi.
You could ask on this, but why is a mouth any different than the yad? And the yad is not a makom p'tur, it's a reshus by itself. But you could answer, because the yad, we had the svara that the yad is only a reshus part of the body, and it's in the same reshus. Here your body is in one reshus. Your mouth, call it a yad, is a different reshus.
Right, absolutely. Meaning, clearly, should I say clearly? Okay. I think within the way they understand Rashi, I think. One second. Yeah, okay, let's go with that for now. Clearly, if my mouth is in the same rishos as my body, it's not a makom p'tur. Clearly, everyone agrees. How do I prove that? Everyone agrees in the same for hand. If I take a cookie from Rishus HaYachid, put it in my mouth when I'm totally Rishus HaRabin, that's the case with me and Krisus. Obviously, my mouth is not a makom p'tur. If my mouth is Rishus HaRabin with my body, it's Rishus HaRabin. My mouth is only a makom p'tur because it's sticking out into a different Rishus. It's only makom p'tur because it's sticking out into a different Rishus. And without getting back into, without now, in the context of Shir, getting back into the Ba'ayot and Rashi and Daf Gimel that confused us so much that this was one of the factors within which I mentioned at the time, if you may recall, this is basically the Gemara Daf Gimel and Beis, right? If my body's in one place and one limb is in another place, that limb is a makom p'tur, right? Masur gufo gravo, whatever you call it, that limb is a makom p'tur. Right? at least according to Rav Rishonim, Rashi himself, Yesh Ladon Harbe, Yesh Ladon, whether Rashi meant what they say means here, Yesh Ladon, whether Rashi meant what we thought he meant there, and, Midei Sveik Sveika, Lomot Son of Afila, Limso Yadain of Raglino. What does he mean? He doesn't mean a mouth is automatically a makom p'tur. What Rashi means is that, mouth is a makom p'tur because your body is in Rishus HaRabim and your mouth is in Rosh Hashayachid, and that's what makes it a Malkum Torah. Not that every mouth is always a, Malkum Torah. The truth is that if you look in, I don't know if I put this on the sheets. The Miuchasim L'Ran here. In the Chiddush Miuchasim L'Ran, he sounds a little like maybe your mouth is a Malkum Torah because it's not Dalet al Dalet. Then it becomes very difficult, then it becomes difficult in Mishnah Krisa, so I don't want to go that way. Let's assume, the way everyone else assumed, your mouth is a Malkum Torah, just like we had on Daf Gimel, that your maybe their girls are harmless, maybe not, but we don't write it, but maybe not, and our maskana seems to be their girls are harmless. If your body's one place and an appendage is another place, that's a Malkum Torah. Okay, that is Rashi's Pshat. The big kasha on Rashi's Pshat was the following. Then what can we erase? There's a side kasha on Rashi's Pshat. What was the side kasha on Rashi's Pshat? Is that... you're killing me. Because that wasn't what I thought was thinking. But, you hear that clever question? Omid Lakatif. What do you mean? This is Omid Lakatif. You're only putting in your mouth in order to adjust it for swallowing. Right? And Omid Lakatif is not a Hanacha. Stop. No, that gets into machlokes that we saw in the Chiddush Ran, if I'm not mistaken. Is only the katef, only not a hanacha for hanacha's goof or even for hanacha's chafetz? What if I put the chafetz down the katef? So we saw it might be putting the chafetz down the katef is hanacha. Here I put the chafetz in my mouth. And as a matter of fact, I'm basically saying what I'm about. Okay, everything will work out very beautifully. Let's keep that thought in mind. But without taking away from the absolute correctness of your formulation, the way the Rishonim ask is they ask in a different way. They say, what is this similar to? Similar to, here's the side question on Rashi, is that we make two similar cases. One case is, it's really an irritant, but we'll call it daf, yud aleph and aleph, okay? It goes from, where did it come from? Let's call it a well, right? Let's assume it's in a well, I don't care, right? Goes from a well to my mouth to my stomach. And what do we say? This is called Hanacha B'Makom Torah. The kasha is, and we mentioned this at the time, but I'm not sure that we appreciate that everyone appreciated it at the time. And I'm not sure that I did justice to it at the time. What if, remember the question on, and what do we say here? The halacha is, therefore, heter gomer, as long as you have Rosh of Arubo and you don't have the Gzeira. What do you say, Daf Yomel Beis? What if a person started with hand in Rishos HaYachid? Or started in Rishos HaYachid? Or start, hand with body in Rosh Hashanah. And then you stuck your hand out the window. Sound familiar? No, we're going to this doesn't have sound familiar. The hand sticking out into Rosh Hashanah. And then you drop the chafetz into Rosh Hashanah. What did the Gemara say would happen if you did drop the chafetz? Which is a counterbalancing factor in that knas. You'd be chayav chatas. Therefore, they said, they're going to make a knas to leave your hand out when you might drop the chafetz and be chayav chatas. So what do we see? This is obviously not called Hanacha B'Makom Torah. Because if it was Hanacha B'Makom Torah, why would you be chayav chatas? So this is, if you look in Tosfos and Erevin, which you did, I see on the sheet, this is the kasha they all ask on Rashi, which is why the Gimel and Beis, do we not say you're Pater even though you're, it's the exact same kind of limbo. I mean, it's the same kind of Malkum Ptur, it's an appendage sticking out. So why over here, since it stopped in an appendage sticking out, it's Mutter, and over there, when it stopped in an appendage sticking out, it is Chayav Chas. Seems peculiar. What do we answer? What does Tosfos answer? I see it no more. Space at the bottom. Tosfos answers that Tosfos comes up with a difference between these cases. The Tosfos comes up with a difference between these cases. Tosfos in Erevin, again defending Rashi, says what's the difference? Tosfos in Erevin says the difference is, you know why one is a hanacha and one isn't a hanacha? He says because over here I just stopped moving my hand. That's called hanachas chilat bigufo. Here, that's not a hanacha. Hanachas chilat bigufo is not hanachas chifetz. But in this case, was meniach. We don't even use English. To meniach something is to place it, I believe. I actually placed the water in my mouth. Hanochas chifetz versus hanochas, not hanochas gufo, but hanochas chilek migufo. Hanachas chilek migufo is not hanachas chifetz, Damian. Hanachas kol gufo is. If I carry something, I mamish stop and rest my whole body, that's hanacha. But if I just stick my hand out and stop it in some foreign location, stick my hand out into a foreign country, right? Stick my hand out over the wall into the Russian embassy, and I stop, that's not hanachas chifetz. But if someone in the Russian embassy puts a pen in my hand, that is hanacha. Because hanachas chifetz is always hanacha. Hanachas gufo is an ibaya. And the answer is, hanachas chifetz, I mamish put water in my mouth, that's a hanacha. Hanachas chifetz is always hanacha. Hanachas gufo depends. If your whole guf is standing in the same place, that's hanachas chifetz, that's the answer to ibaya. But if just one part of your guf, if just one part of your guf is in a different place, that is not considered hanachas chifetz, Damian. That's Tosfos's. That's Tosfos's answer, and the Ritva gives a slightly more difficult to understand answer. So maybe we will leave it like that. So those are the main. That's the main way to answer up for in 1 second. You know what? All right, gonna get more complicated. I'm not gonna get more complicated now. The Ritva in Erevin sounds a little more like Tosfos here. The Ritva in Erevin sounds a little more like Tosfos, even though he says it in different words. The Ritva in Erevin sounds a little more like Tosfos and says that, you know what, when it goes, I'm not sure if he's exactly the same as Tosfos or similar to Tosfos, so we will. Let's just give him. Hmm. the Ritva in Erevin. Is that on the sheet?
Yeah.
Okay. It's a sign, but the text is not on the sheet. Okay. Seder, the Ritva in Erevin suggests that, and this is very similar to Tosos, although subtly different. He says that it's going from Rishos HaYachid to your throat in Rishos HaYachid. Is it also going to your stomach in Rishos HaRavim? So he says, no. Going into your stomach doesn't count, because that happens b'meila, and that's not called Hotzah. Going into your stomach doesn't count, because you don't put it from your throat into your stomach. That's an automatic reflexive process. Right? And it goes into your stomach mimela. Why do I say he's like Tosaf, not exactly the same? He's basically like Tosaf opposed to Rashi. There are two main answers. Meaning, there are other subtle formulations. If you're dividing all the Ritvas, and Harold was showing all the Ritvas, 90% of everything here, not counting Rashi and Tosaf. But there are two main ways of answering the question of why it's not Hotzah Midoraisa. Either it ends in your throat, or it stops in your mouth, which is a Makom Ptur. Everything else is just different subtle ways of explaining why this case is different than that case and the other case. The only difference between Tosos and the Richmond Erevin is that Tosos is saying something not just about digestion, about anything that gets absorbed into another chayfetz. Once something gets absorbed into another chayfetz, that's the end of the line. Its Hotzah is over. The Ritva is not necessarily talking about dyo and other things. The Ritva is saying something specifically about digestion. Your Maisa is only when the voluntary parts of your body do their work. Whatever is done by the reflexive, involuntary parts of your body is not considered a Maisa Malacha. And therefore, he says, I don't know if he would agree about writing with ink, but he says that he comes to the same word as Tosos. After it goes in your throat, what happens afterwards doesn't count. But I think they're saying for two different reasons. Tosos says, because once something is nivla into something else, it doesn't count as Hotzah anymore. The Ritva is saying, because once the involuntary parts of your body take over, that's not considered to be your Maisa anymore. Your mice is only the voluntary parts of the parts of your body you have control over moving, not the parts of your body that work on their own. The guy, he is saying, the guy was meniach, right, the guy was meniach the water in his throat. Ah, but then he moved them from his throat to his stomach. No, he didn't. They moved by themselves from his throat to his stomach. So that's a subtle difference. The Ritva would say, they both say, all you did is move it from Rishos HaYachid to your throat, and your throat's in Rishos HaYachid. Why aren't you chayv for moving from your throat to your stomach? The Ritva and Erevin says, you didn't move from your throat to your stomach, God moved it from your throat to your stomach. And Tosfos is saying, it doesn't count moving from your throat to your stomach because it's already nivla. And then davar nivla doesn't count as Hotzah. Davar nivla is already done. That is a subtle difference. But they're both the same as opposed to Rashi. Okay, there is, more to talk about, but maybe we will leave that for now. The question is like, am I really? I know I'm not fooling you. The question is, can I really fool myself by like starting page 49, and then I could say I'm not behind a full daf? You think I can fool myself?
No.
Hold on, page 48 ended at the end of Daf Yud Aleph from an Aleph. So then it continues, V'chein Begas, and likewise this applies to a wine press. Is that what a gas is? Was there a fancy word in English? Wine press, good. Ibayilu Karmelis Mai. Do we make this Xavier that I can't stick my head in a Karmelis and drink without most of my body, because I might take the water out? Amar Baihi, Abai says, yeah, just like Xavier Shayach was Rabbi's Xavier and Karmelis. Rab Amar he goof exera van anekam and exer exera exera. No! Isrotan Carmelis is only exera on Rosh Hashanah. So now we're making exera, don't stick your head in a drink because you might carry to a Carmelis. And don't carry the Carmelis because you might carry Rosh Hashanah. No, that's exera exera, and we don't make a exera exera. Okay, then they get into a whole discussion here. And now that we're in the middle of Daf 49, we'll take a break. until we'll continue in 3.5 weeks. Monday, we'll go back to our regular schedule. Monday, I think, is April 28th, which is also Nisan 28th. We'll pick up with the next year. I know what Morty and Charlie's answer is going to be, but the gross guys here, where are we up to on dot 49? Or are we up to on dot 49? Everyone shout at once.
That's where we are last beginning.
You're up to 49. You're starting 49. Okay, so I see that we are a little ahead. I'm not gonna send out a 50 because, you know, between Sunday and half of Monday morning will probably keep us busy with 49. I'm gonna get complaints from the less young crowd. They will have to manage. Okay, briefly, I